Chapter 4. Digging a deeper grave while laughing hysterically.
You're going to do what?
My therapist, Morris, an otherwise unflappable man, ripped the pipe from his mouth and, thanks to the sudden contraction of his gluteus maximus, performed a rather impressive vertical leap out of his leather chair. I wanted to give him a 9 for height, but in light of his flailing arms, could only award a 3 for style. Morris was reacting to my latest scheme for attracting business to my motel.
Install a swimming pool?
He asked in disbelief.
Are you out of your mind? You have to find a way to get the hell out of there. Each season, you bury yourself deeper and deeper in debt. I'm telling you, Elliot, you'll never earn a dime. You won't have any money when you're 65, and you'll end up living in some public shelter with newspapers around your feet. Sell that place and get your life back.
Sage advice, and at $50 an hour, you'd think I'd listen. But I had succumbed to the same disease that plagues your average pathological gambler, which is to say, I kept thinking that if I took one more risk, I'd hit the jackpot. The pool cost $10,000. Which was a lot of money in 1968. However, I had painted an enormous mural of Neo-Greco-Roman gardens at the Park Avenue penthouse of a baroness, who I later learned owned a car business under the Third Reich. The payment would cover the cost of the pool. The construction workers had already broken ground when the baroness's decorator, Paolo di Montepulciano, refused to pay me. Paolo claimed my gardens weren't authentic, said he didn't like the artistic quality of the finished mural, and decided, once the painting was done, to put my paints on the street and lock me out of the apartment. I took the two deadbeats to court. My case was a little stronger than either of them had assumed. Never one to brag, I hadn't told the Nazi baroness and her pockmarked Italian poodle that I was a teacher of fine arts at Hunter College. Nor did I mention that I had invited my department chair, Dr. Edna Lutz, to have a look at the painting one day when no one was in the penthouse. Dr. Lutz liked the work and decided to take some photographs, which I later showed to a couple of art historians.